Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
It is right out of a true crime podcast or TV show. And it all circulates around Abby's cousin and a mailman and a murder.
Damn. It's amazing the things you'll find out about your family once you actually talk to them. I'm in a family group chat with my mom's side of the family, and I mostly stay silent and I just kind of observe what's going on. You know, if my brother is asking for tips about his new girlfriend, I kind of, you know, observe and, you know, throw my 2 cents in every now and then. But I typically just stay quiet until it's Sunday or Monday and I'm running out of stories to talk about on the show because there's only so many times I can say I hate men on air. So I texted my family. I was like, hey, is there any drama going on in anyone's life that they'd like to share? Because I need some help. And my cousin immediately shoots back a message. He's like, oh my gosh, our mailman stabbed a guy the other day.
What?
And he's currently facing charges for murder. No. And I was like, why did it take me prompting you to send us this? This should have been headline news. Why are we talking about our Thanksgiving turkey? You should have been giving us the tea on why your mailman stabbed somebody. So this is my cousin who recently got married, and they live in Tampa, the worst city on earth. And this just proves that this is the worst city on earth, because only this would happen in Tampa, Florida. So
I'm just impressed you're calling it Tampa, not Trampa.
Trampa. Well, this is the suburbs of Tampa. So I guess this is Tampa, but where she lives with her now husband, that is Trampa. So she's in the suburbs. So she's in Tampa. And she said that she was watching Vanderpump Rules, as one does on a normal Saturday or whatever. And she said that she kept hearing her phone buzz over and over and over again, but she's ignoring it because Vanderpump Rules is on. So a couple hours later, you know, her family's home. They're all hanging out at their parents' house, and somebody comes to the door and is like, you weren't answering your phone, but I think it's really important to let you know that your mailman just stabbed somebody today. Like, that's why all those cop cars are outside. And my cousin goes, what? This all happened while I was just watching reality TV. So she sends me the literal news story that was on Fox in Tampa, where they were explaining what's going down in this court case, because this guy, of course, gets arrested, thrown in jail, and now is facing charges. And basically what happened was this mailman had to, you know, park on the side of the road to do his job, his deliveries. And there was a landscaper blocking where he needed to park or something. So the mailman approaches the landscaper, who is in his truck, and some kind of altercation goes down that we don't fully know the details of, but basically the guy rolls the window down, they start, you know, spatting back and forth, and then the landscaper opens his door. It's like a 200-pound, 29-year-old dude, and ends up knocking the mailman to the ground. It starts getting a little physical, and the mailman basically says, I need to now defend myself. I feel like this guy could potentially hurt me. He's younger than me. He's like, the mailman's like in his 60s. He's a frail old man. And the landscaper is a guy in his 20s and, you know, pretty built.
Does Florida still have that stand your ground rule or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, but,
believe so.
Yeah, maybe. So basically, the mailman ends up stabbing the landscaper to the point where he dies. They're fatal injuries.
What?
Wow. I know. So you hear that, and it's kind of like, how difficult was this altercation? Like, did he really need to kill the guy? Like, it's one thing to like put a knife in his face. It's another thing to literally kill him.
So the older mailman kills the younger landscaper.
Yes. So he ends up getting arrested, thrown in jail. There's a trial. And the shocking part of all this is after the court case, the judge basically said, you know, it's a federal offense to put your hands on a USPS worker, a government employee. It's sure. It's a federal charge, and somebody doesn't have to touch you for you to feel like you need to exercise your right to defend yourself. So they let him out of jail.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
All this went down in front of her house and she missed it?
In front of her house. It's not even like it was down the street in the neighborhood over. This is like two doors down from them. And it was happening completely under their nose while she was watching reality TV. I'm pretty sure they still have to continue the case. I don't think he's completely off the hook, but they released him.
I need her to be a better white woman because we are nosier than that.
I have to tell you, I love this side of my family. They are so sweet. God help them. They are oblivious. Like my family, like my mom's side, we got the older daughter genes. So we're all very anal. So I'd be outside like investigating, right? I'd be boots on the ground, like, what happened? I'm getting pictures. I'm posting it on Twitter. This side of the family wants nothing to do with the drama. They're just, no thoughts, just vibes. And they're happier for it. They are happier than I will ever be. But they're really bad at giving the scoop and letting us know when something is going down in the neighborhood. So
is mailman still delivering the mail in that neighborhood?
I don't think so. I think I don't think you're technically allowed to do that when you have charges that you still have
to. They probably rerouted them.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Different neighborhood. So I'll keep you updated on the case, but yeah.
Damn.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.